Hun, is that you?
It is you. Welcome home, lovebug. Did you have a good day at work?
Oh, poor baby.
Well, it's all over now. It's your Friday. You have the whole weekend ahead to forget all about that office drama. Here, let me help you take your jacket off.
Come on now. Can't I do something as simple and as sweet as that for you? You know, you treat me too much like a princess. I think it's starting to warp your mind. I think you're starting to forget that sometimes I owe you.
Here, I have an idea. Take my hand, follow me, and take a seat right here in your armchair.
That's right. Sit down and stick those precious feet out. I'm going to get down on a bended knee and unlace these shoes for you.
Why are you laughing? Am I simply being too demure for your taste?
Well, tough shit, mister. There's one shoe off, now give me the other.
Good boy. See, I'm still giving orders. You still get to obey me, and there we are.
Now, let's peel off these socks. One, two, and there. That's a good boy. Stretch those legs out and wiggle those toes around for me. Let all that tension go.
Aw, your feet are sore? You know what? I think I might just draw you a bath tonight.
Oh, come on now. You draw me enough baths. You give me enough foot rubs, back rubs, head rubs. Tonight, mister, tonight's all about payback.
Aw, don't think of it like that. Think of it as well. Think of it as the same as any other night. I'm telling you what's going to happen, I'm telling you the way it's going to be, and you just have to suck it up and take it, no matter what I say, okay?
That's a good boy. Here, if it'll put you more at ease, let's both stand up and get this shirt off of you. You take care of undoing this tie, and I'll undo all these buttons. There we go. One, two, three. Just a few more to go, and there we are. You go ahead and take that off for me while I work on this belt.
Poor baby. We've been doing this so long, you don't even remember what it feels like to feel entitled to some pampering.
It's okay, though. We'll put you right at ease and strip you naked for the rest of the night, if it's what you need to relax. So, off with these pants.
Now, be a good boy and raise your foot for me so I can work this leg loose.
That's it. Now the other. And there we are. Bare ass naked.
Is that better? No more clothes for my little slave boy.
Yeah?
Aw, I've conditioned you so well. It doesn't feel natural anymore to come home and not strip naked for me,
huh? Even if I were to explicitly permit you to wear clothing, it would still feel like you're doing something wrong if you took me up on it, wouldn't it?
It's okay. It's okay. Tonight's all about pampering you, and I don't want to do anything that makes you ill at ease.
Would it make you feel better if I put your collar on?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, just give me a second. I left it right over there on that hat rack when you left this morning.
Okay. Boy, kneel for me.
Good boy.
Now, bow your head.
That's a good boy.
There we are. How's that feel? Like you're finally home and ready to relax and unwind after such a hard day's work.
Good boy. My little slave boy works so hard to make our lovely life possible. I'm so proud of you. I'm so grateful for you.
Really, honey, you do so, so much for me. And you put up with so much in return.
I want you to know I appreciate it all. I hope you know how much I love you. Seriously, stand up for me, love bug. Look me in the eye. Aw, what's the matter? You can look me in the eye. I know you're normally not allowed to unless I tell you to. And I just told you to. So, what's the matter? Here, would it put you more at ease if I sneaked a finger through this big old ring and held your chin up like this? Does it feel more natural when I force you to look up at me? Yeah, it does. Okay, I'll manhandle you if that's what you need. Now, look into my eyes. Good boy. Do you see the warmth in them whenever I stare into yours? Do you see the love and gratitude? Do you see how happy the sight of you makes me?
Yeah, you do? Good. I love you so, so much, honey. I only want to make you happy the way you make me so happy. So, tonight, I fixed you some dinner for once. That's right. Just as a thank you for all the nights you come home from another grueling day at the office and cook me dinner right from scratch. You have no idea how much I cherish each meal you make me. I mean, obviously, you're a great cook, but the fact that you make each meal to order and just a single serving too, or, you know, sometimes too when I invite you to join me at the table, the fact that there's never any leftovers for you to heat up the next night, the fact that I know you stopped at the farmer's market on your way home just because I love my veggies as fresh can be. Even though you're tired, even though you're exhausted and still have so much left to do, yet with your evening, even though I'm just here at home all day long, honey, knowing all that makes each bite divine. It's why I take so long to eat, because I'm savoring every bite, not just the taste, but the work you put into it, just for me. Just because that's how I like things. So yeah, tonight, I just want to say thank you and make you feel special for once. Because you are special. No one's put up with me for as long as you have. No one's done so much for me. Now, with that said, don't set your hopes too high. It's been a long time since I cooked myself anything. Let alone for someone else. You know me, I like a light lunch, so all these hands have made these days are simple little salads. So that's what I made you, just a simple little salad. Here, why don't you clear the table while I fetch everything? Sorry about that, by the way. You do such an amazing job tidying the house every single night before bed, and then I wake up like a time bomb going off and send shit flying everywhere. What was that, honey? Oh, don't worry about putting everything away. You can do that later. Just put all my nail stuff on the... I guess you can put them at the end of the table over there by the couch. And you can just dump all my magazines on the couch to make room. Don't worry, you can tidy it all up later. Now?
Don't worry, everything's as fresh can be. I ordered 2 deliveries from the grocery today. 1 this morning for my lunch, and then again a couple hours ago for this. I know 2 delivery fees on the same day when I had all this planned right now from the get-go this morning. Well, I know that might seem like a waste of money, but tonight I really do want to treat you as well as I treat myself. So, I just went for it. I'm sorry. Say that again. Oh, those. That's all some new lingerie that arrived today. Just dump those packages with the magazines, if you're a good boy, and let me treat you right tonight. Maybe I'll put on a little fashion show and give you a glimpse at all the pretty things you bought me this week.
Ah, we talked about that, honey. Ever since I stopped working, well, I don't think it's fair to spend your money on stuff that's just for me. That's what my OnlyFans account is for. Just a little spending money so I can have lunch or drinks with the girls. Or, you know, whatever. But stuff that's for both of us, like toys and lingerie, that comes out of our joint account, right? Right? Well, of course I'm going to show off all my pretty new naughties for my fans. That's what they're paying me for. But you're going to see me in most of them, too. And if I'm going to wear some for you, then it doesn't make financial sense to spend my money on them, does it? And remember, I'm only going to wear them for you if you're a good boy. You don't want to be a bad boy, do you? I mean, it's okay if you do, if that's what you need to unwind. If that would put you more at ease, I'll treat you like a bad boy. Like I said, I want to pamper you tonight and make you forget all about that silly job you hate so much. See? Here's your salad. And I'm even setting it here at the head of the table, as if you're the head of the house. But if you feel more comfortable with your usual setting, I'll get the floor mat and you can kneel on all fours and eat like you usually do right here at my feet. No? You want to sit at the table like your people? Okay then. Now, as you can see, it's nothing special. I'm not that inventive. At least not with the recipes. I just went with some basic veggies, cucumbers, tomatoes, carrots, with a little red onion and some avocado. And for greens, we have spinach and arugula and butterleaf lettuce. The olive oil? Oh, no, silly. That isn't for dressing. Actually, I'm going to need your help with that. So, be a good boy and climb onto the table. You on the table. Now, on all fours, with your knees right here at the edge. On either side of the placemat, come on. Now, be a good boy for me. Unless you really would rather be my bad boy tonight. I leave that totally up to you. Whatever honey wants, honey gets. Aw, you'd rather be my good boy. I was hoping you would. I really do feel lousy sometimes when I send you off to bed without any dinner. That's it. Good boy. But fix your posture a bit. That's right. Arms straight. Shoulders up. Head tall and proud. And that back. That spine. Perfectly arched for me. With this little tush staring at me right in the face. So, how's this lock and cock ring working out, You seem so relieved when I decided to buy you this instead of that chastity cage. Is it really so much better, though? I mean, sure, you're free to grow a nice big stiffy whenever you want to. But, well, once you do, it seems kind of hard to get rid of it. Am I right? Poor baby. You've been packing this funny little semi for weeks now, and these balls, honey, they're so blue. They look like one big blue balloon. Do they hurt? Yeah? Here, let me kiss your boo-boos. I see that little stiffy growing. Here, let me help you with that. No, don't flinch away. I know how tight that base ring is. I know how much it must pinch. Don't worry, I'm not going to tug on your ding-a-ling too hard. See, I'm not tugging hard at all. Just some long, gentle strokes to oil you up. And now, see, I'm not tugging at all anymore. Just my thumb and a couple of my fingertips rubbing that oil into your skin and getting you all moisturized. There we go. Now it's getting back into proper shape. Your ding-a-ling looks so funny at half-mast in that thing. All bumpy and knobby with all that blood trapped in there. It looks kind of like a funny fat mushroom. You walk a little funny now too. Have you noticed? A little bow-legged and kind of duck-footed? Has anyone at work commented? Have they asked if anything's wrong? I mean, I know it's because of these nuts of yours are so swollen all the time now. But do they think you had an accident or something? Like maybe you fell on your fanny and bruised your little coccyx? Shh, it's okay. I won't talk about work. I forgot. You're trying to forget. Let's just enjoy your weekend. See? I'm being so nice and gentle with your poor little ding-a-ling. Although I guess I should stop calling it little. It's so nice and thick with this cock ring on. You're finally giving me some girth to work with here. I might actually be able to feel you inside me for once. Maybe if you're a really good boy for me tonight, maybe I'll let you try some time before Monday. There. It's almost kind of cute the way you seem primed and ready to just leap away and scurry off to hide. It's almost like you're afraid of my touch these days. It's almost like you don't want me to touch you at all. Isn't that funny? You were always so desperate for me to play with this thing. And now? Now finally being able to go all limp and flaccid again would be such a dream come true for you. It's okay. Maybe it'll feel better once you bust your nut all over the salad. And I'm not going to be rough about it at all, see? All I'm using are the pads of my finger. 1, 2, 3, 4 little fingies. And, of course, both thumbs, all just rubbing around your tip and over your glands, softly, gently. Here, I'll use my thumb on that little spot you like so much. Right here, just behind your head. That feels nice, doesn't it? I feel you responding. Your ding-a-ling is such an angry purple. But I know your moans. I know you must like how this feels. Just like I know how this ring has been keeping you up all night. I can hear you moaning in agony through the walls. And that box spring for the guest bed, it's so old, so loud. I hear it squeak and screech every time you thrash around. It must be so hard to fall asleep with a big fat boner that just won't die down. Poor baby, sometimes I feel guilty. Sometimes I've come this close to knocking on the guest room door to invite you back to our bed. But then I think that might just make matters worse. You know, I do most of my live shows at night, so of course you'd have to watch me perform, and that would hardly help. But you really should see what I've done with the master bedroom. If you're a good boy and come for me soon, maybe we'll spend the whole weekend in there. I've done so much redecorating since you've let me convert it into my little studio. I have a spanking bench, a St. Andrew's cross, this funny little lounge chair shaped like a giant high heel. What was that? What do I need the bench and cross for? For my videos, silly. The ones I shoot in the day and then edit and post at night. I'm sorry? Well, of course I shoot some stuff with partners, honey. I told you that's what I wanted to do. I even invited you to be my co-star. But since you said no... Aw, come on now, honey. That was your choice. I said I wanted to shoot scenes with partners, and you said you didn't want to do that with me. And I respected that, even though I said you could wear a hood and hide that pretty face. No one would know who you are. I mean, if they knew me, they might guess, but they wouldn't know. Aw, honey, no one knows you have that tattoo on your chest. Except your doctor, I guess. But other than that, no one else knows that your pinkies free use, bitch. Shh, come on, love. Be a good boy for me and come. I can tell you're close. Your ding-a-ling is twitching so bad. And these balls look like they might burst all over my face. Here, I'm just going to focus on this special spot with my thumbs. That's it. Good boy. Just nice little swirly whirlies with the tips of my thumbs. All right here. On this itty bitty spot right behind your head. This itty bitty spot that's just so sensitive. Oh, honey, you're so close. These cute little hips are bucking. That's it. Think sexy thoughts. Think sexy thoughts. I'll be gentle. I'm not going to hurt you. Oh yeah? I can tell this is it. Here, I'm going to stop teasing you. That's how gentle I'll be with you. Now that you're right on that edge and going over, I'm just going to hold you by the lock to your ring and use that to aim and make sure you leak all that cum all over your salad. That's it. Good boy. Cum all over your dinner. It's okay to cry. You've had such a rough week at work. Let it all out. The tears, the grief, and all that cum. Oh my, it's just dribbling nonstop. You had so much pent up in these poor ballsy-wallsy. That's okay. You just rest that pretty little head in your arms on the table if you need to. Tonight's all about you. Whatever you need, whatever makes you feel better. There we go. I think you're almost empty. Let me just shake out these last drops and take this one dry leaf that didn't get any and use that to wipe you up. Good boy. Now, just give me a second here to toss this all up for you. I hope you're hungry. I know it's only a salad, but I put a lot of work into it. Now you stay just like that, only push yourself back up a little, that's it, and I'll bring it over to you. There you go. Eat up, love. If you're a good boy and finish every bite, well, since you're apparently so jealous that I put out ads to find some co-stars for my videos, maybe tonight I'll introduce a very special guest on my live show, and we'll see how many orgasms you have in you if I ruin everyone. And if you're a bad boy and don't finish, well, I'm sure I'll think of something else. So, go on. You eat up while I go try on some stuff and decide what I'm wearing tonight. I'll check on you in a little bit. Mwah.